Hello, Freedom Engineers. It's Dave Belshaw here, the Freedom Engineer, host of the Freedom Engineer podcast. Hey, coming to you at the very, very end of 2018. It's Monday, the 31st of December, when I'm recording this episode. And I want to just say a very happy Christmas and a happy new year to all. It's been a little while since I did my last episode on goal setting. I think we talked previously about personal growth goals. It's obviously a very, very busy time of year, and I just haven't had the opportunity to sit down and gather my thoughts and record this last episode in our series on goal setting. But I wanted to get onto the podcast today for various reasons. One of those is to finish this series, but also to give you a bit of an insight into my plans for 2019. I've got some exciting things planned, but it's also going to affect the podcast. So I wanted to just share my thoughts. I may even share my thoughts on another podcast after this one. So let's get stuck into the end of our series on goal setting. I'm just going to share with you again, for those of you who have been following along but have perhaps forgotten the list of goal areas that we've been working through. Again, this comes from the wisdom of Jack Canfield, someone whose personal development, personal growth books I have really got a lot of value out of. And we've been working through the following areas: financial goals, career or business or job goals, free time, family time, or what some people might just call recreation. We've looked at physical fitness and health and wellness goals, relationship goals, and last episode we looked at personal growth, so studying and learning and really improving yourself. And this is a really, really big part of what I've been talking about on the podcast since I started, but also this year. And particularly in my own life, moving ever forward in trying to become the best person that I can be and helping others along the way. So if you're on this podcast and you're getting some value in helping you to move forward and improve your life through success strategies, then I want to say well done and thanks again for listening. To all of you out there, you have inspired me along the journey, and I'm incredibly grateful for you for listening. Without you, I wouldn't be doing the podcast, and I wouldn't have done so many podcast episodes. I think I'm up to about 120 or something. And if you ever listen to the first ever episode, then you know you'll probably think that that's amazing, just like I do, to come from that point in time where I'd never really even listen to a podcast, let alone do a podcast, to have recorded over 100 episodes, 120 episodes, is something that I'm proud of. And it all goes to show that you really can achieve and reach your goals if you just set your mind to it and take small steps. So hopefully you've got a lot out of this goal setting series, particularly the last one in personal growth. Hopefully you've set some goals coming for the next year in your life of what you might do to improve yourself, to learn more, to study more, to become a better person. And as I've always said, you know, life's really, it's a challenge, but really if you can wake up each day and be better than the person that you were the previous day, then I think you're winning. So hopefully that rings true for you. Okay, so this episode I wanted just to talk probably briefly about the last area, which is called making a difference, or perhaps even contribution to community. And so this is around the area of giving something back to fellow humans. Maybe you've always had a bit of an idea that you might perhaps give more to charity, or even give of your time, which is a big thing for a lot of people, is rather than just giving money to support the charities in your area, but actually giving of your time, which is probably more valuable than the financial resources. And look, on a personal note, this is something that I made a goal of mine about 12 months ago, was to participate a bit more in my local community. So I joined the local Rotary Club, the Rotary International Club, and I've just really enjoyed meeting new people, and particularly people who have more life experience than me, and just getting an understanding of the collective value of humanity and what can be achieved if we put our minds and our hearts together in a collective and start doing some things for those who are perhaps less fortunate, or tackling some of the world's problems that can really only be tackled in a group. So, you know, for me, that was one of the things that I had in my list of goals over the last couple of years. So have a think about what you might want to do as far as contributing to your community. Now, this could be just as simple as, you know, volunteering with your local council or something, to just give a day a year to do something to help out around the community. You might want to join a group like I did, like Rotary or Lions Club, or, you know, I'm sure there's a plethora of charity and not-for-profit organizations that are around near where you live. And there are so many ideas that you can probably come up with where you can volunteer your time. Maybe you can volunteer your professional services. Perhaps you can do some pro bono work. Maybe you feel like, pardon me, maybe you can start your own movement. Maybe you could start a Facebook group or something in your local community to help people meet and greet and get together and improve that sense of community and really making a difference and just making life more enjoyable because of the connection. So, again, I think last time I talked about in personal growth goals about maybe you could explore meetup groups to join to form new connections. And this is something that can roll over to making a difference and contributing to the community, because I'm sure if you have a look on a site like Meetup, you'll find some groups that you can join to help you in your quest to do something more and to give something back for your community. So I encourage you to look at what you can do. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking more about, you know, linking these up with personal growth, but, you know, doing some mentoring. You could approach your local high school. If you're well out of high school, you might want to approach your local high school and see whether they would be happy for you to do some mentoring with some of the students to help them in their studies, their subjects, maybe just their life journey. There's lots and lots of different things that you can probably think about to help you setting some goals as far as making a difference and contributing to the wider community. So again, these are goals that are going to, similarly to personal growth goals, they're going to lift you up really to a much greater level of performance, because not only are you going to be helping out other people, but it's going to make you feel good. And when you feel good, you perform better. I really encourage you to do something to round out this list of goals. And remember, life really is better when it's well balanced. So, you know, not only are we setting goals about how much money we want to earn or save, or, you know, we want to pay off our mortgage or get out of debt or all those different things related to money and finances. You know, not only are we looking to do that, but looking to find the best we can out of the current job we're in, or maybe look for a new job or start a new business or an entrepreneurial venture. You know, we're looking to set aside some recreation and travel goals so that we can enjoy all that life has to offer. You know, setting aside goals related to becoming healthy and fit so that we can live life better and longer, improving our relationships and helping us to grow. Not only are we doing all of those, but contributing to the community and making a difference is going to round off the balance in your life. So I certainly encourage you to think. Spend some time, sit down 15 minutes, half an hour, think about it, do some research, find out what groups you could possibly join, what are the not-for-profits in your area. Maybe there's some international projects that you want to get involved in. You know, maybe you want to get involved in something like UNICEF or the Red Cross or some of these not-for-profits that go and do work in war-torn areas, if you want to really step outside your comfort zone and do something like that. So I encourage you to sit down and have a think about those kind of things. And again, write down what you want to do, by when, and what for. So assigning a real emotional value as to why you want to actually achieve these goals. So as I said, for me, I joined the local Rotary International group, and for me, it was about literally just getting more involved in the community and actually participating and adding some extra, some more balance to my life, but also meeting some people who had some more life experience that I could learn from. So for you, you might have a different why, but I encourage you to really have a think about why you want to achieve those goals. So, Freedom Engineers, I just want to say thanks for tuning into this goal setting series. Now, I think I said that we were looking at an 8-week series on goal setting, and I realized a long time ago that there's really only 7 areas in the goal areas. That's finance, career, free time, health and wellness, relationships, personal growth, and making a difference. But I said 8 weeks because I really wanted to talk about the last one, which I'm going to add in here, and I really just call this vision for the future. Now, this is about setting a 5 or a 10-year goal or a direction, really. It's more about a vision rather than a number of goals. This is really about setting your guiding compass or your Polaris star, this kind of navigational beacon which you can align yourself to. And this will probably come out of the goals that you've written down over this goal setting series. But what I want you to do, or what I encourage you to do, is to sit down and have a think about a vision for your future. You know, what really makes you excited? What really makes you tick? And what do you really want to do? How do you want to show up in the world? And how do you want to add some significance to your life and the lives of others, so that when you're doing some goal setting exercises, or when you're participating in all the things that you do in your life, you can really have this idea of this guiding compass which you can point towards when you find yourself perhaps a little bit off track, or maybe you're just looking for some real focus and clarity. So, and look, this whole exercise, this podcast, the last 12 months, the last 2 years, and even beyond that, has been really valuable for me. And I just want to share some insights so you can get an idea of an example of what it might look like. But this whole exercise has helped me to gain some clarity in my Polaris star, or my guiding compass, in that, you know, I've really enjoyed coaching this year, helping people to set good habits and start achieving some goals and setting goals and actually thinking more about living a more balanced life. And so my focus for the next year and beyond is actually to focus on coaching, personal coaching, and really helping people to set their vision and their goals. So with that, it means that when I'm looking at activities that I'm participating in, or when I'm planning my days or my weeks or my months, what I'm looking to do is to work out what's the one thing or the one or two things that I can do which align directly with my guiding compass to help me stay on track. So when I'm feeling like I'm getting a little bit lost, or I'm trying to do too many things, or I'm focusing on something else, and I can pull myself back and say, what's my vision for the future? What have I really worked out is my navigational beacon? And for me, that's about coaching. So next year, 2019, which starts in less than 10 hours as I look at the clock now, is really for me about really focusing on that and helping people to achieve some real freedom in their life, mental freedom, time freedom, and ultimately financial freedom, by putting in place these good habits in health and mindset and finance really packaging all that up together and actually focusing on that and doing that as my guiding light. So I encourage you listening out there to wrap up this whole goal setting series with looking at all of those goals that you've set down for yourself and seeing if you can come up with a, you know, one clear vision for the future such that you can have that stuck up even in your house, in your office, on in your bedroom, your lounge room, your living room, whatever it is, so that you can constantly reflect on where you're headed and where you want to go. So, Freedom Engineers, I want to say a big, big thank you to you all for listening to this series, particularly to my regular listeners. Now, the big, big news, I was thinking about doing another podcast after this, but I just wanted to say I'm actually not sure if I'm going to continue this podcast into 2019 because I want to focus primarily on my coaching business. So, again, I want to say an amazing thank you, incredible gratitude for all of you listening out there. If you've been listening since the very first episode, then I sincerely hope that you have enjoyed the journey, that you have become a better person from implementing some of the strategies and the tips that I've been talking about on the podcast. If you've only just started listening to the podcast, then I want to say thanks for coming on board. Please listen to some back episodes. Reach out to me if you're interested, dave@thefreedomengineer.com, and let me know what you're doing and what your 2019 looks like. For mine, it's really about getting stuck into coaching and helping people achieve their goals. I'm not sure how much time I'm going to be able to spend to really provide some value on this podcast. And who knows, maybe I'll start the podcast up in another, you know, in another sort of chapter, I guess, of my life. If I don't, I want to say again, thank you so, so much for listening, for tuning in, and have an amazing end to 2018 and an amazing 2019 and years to come. Once again, I've been Dave Belshaw, the Freedom Engineer. You've been listening to the Freedom Engineer podcast, and I hope that wherever you are in the world, that you are creating success and engineering freedom in your life. Hey Freedom Engineers, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes or listen to back episodes at thefreedomengineer.com. And remember, freedom does not come automatically, it must be achieved. And it doesn't come in a single bound, it must be achieved each day. So until next time, keep working at it, focus on your plan, and enjoy each day.